This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
To say most businesses in Austin are getting hit hard by the coronavirus pandemic is putting it lightly, especially since the city of Austin ordered all bars and restaurants to close their dining rooms, restricting the businesses to takeout and delivery orders only. But as KUT's Nadia Hamdan reports, one bar is getting creative as it tries to adapt to this new normal.
It's around 11:30 in the morning on Thursday, and I'm coming to meet Travis Tober, the co-owner of the 11th Street Dive Bar, Nickel City.
It's a beloved neighborhood bar, like we like to think it is.
Tober opened the place over 2 years ago and says they have a lot of regulars, some of whom come in every day. So when they decided to shutter on Monday, a day before the city of Austin officially closed bars, it was really hard. But then Tober had an idea.
Well, there is a law, actually, that if you have a food and beverage permit and you serve food, that you can actually do delivery.
On Wednesday, Tober and his team made a call out on social media saying they would start delivering what they call Nickel Cities, a six-pack of beer with a half bottle of whiskey. This was for anyone within a four-mile radius of the bar. And state law requires that any alcohol delivery come with food, so they also threw in a cheese sandwich and a bag of chips from their on-site food truck, Del Rey.
We did 24 deliveries yesterday. We didn't know how it was going to do. We sold out probably within an hour and a half, which is pretty wild. Yeah.
He says almost all of the people who bought from them were regulars.
Nobody really needs like a $40 six-pack of beer and whiskey. They can literally walk to the liquor stores that are still open, and we hope people do that as well. It's mainly just people kind of helping us out and helping out the staff. They realize what we're doing.
Tober says they made around $1,500 before taxes on Wednesday, money that will be divided evenly among his 15-person staff, who haven't been working since the bar closed. Tober had already decided to keep up the deliveries, but then Governor Greg Abbott made things more interesting. He issued a waiver allowing restaurants to deliver not just beer and wine, but mixed drinks.
We're able to sell people cocktails, which is pretty crazy. So myself and Amanda Cardo, my general manager, started coming up crazy harebrained screen last night to make craft cocktails and basically have everything done and super simplified. And we're actually printing out instructions with each cocktail. Everything's going to be pre-portioned out for everybody.
So along with food orders, Tober says people will also be able to choose from three different do-it-yourself cocktails. One is a Paloma kit. It comes with a bottle of Milagro tequila, grapefruit soda, fresh squeezed lime juice, grapefruit slices, and salt packets. Another is Nickel City's most popular drink, the frozen Irish coffee. I walk over to bartender Robin Clausen to see how she prepares it, all while keeping my social distance.
So it'll be Talmardew. Yep, it's Talmardew Patronix, so ice milk, which is our soft serve ice cream. Whole milk, coffee syrup, cold brew, and then crushed ice. So, and then we'll give you the ingredients. We'll print out a description with every delivery, and you'll be able to throw it in the blender and have your make your own Nickel City cocktail, which I think is pretty amazing. Like, people come here specifically for that frozen Irish. It is amazing. Really boozy.
The prepackaged kit will make four drinks in total and cost $52. Each order also comes with two free Topo Chicos and koozies, originally donated for South by Southwest. Clausen tells me she's really enjoying making these deliveries because she gets a chance to catch up with a lot of her favorite regulars.
The people that come to the bar every day are the people that, like, we're going to miss seeing. So it's cool to be able to do this and say hi to them and, you know, get to talk to them for a couple minutes. And, you know, the more they do this, the more, like, they miss us, we miss them. So this is a nice way to keep in touch with everybody while this is going on. So,
and they're home. The bar starts taking orders soon, and everyone is frantically working to get things done. This time around, they've prepared almost three times the product they had on Wednesday. And I notice nearly all the staff volunteers, I count no more than eight, are wearing gloves.
Everything's going to be in fresh, brand new Ziploc bags. Everybody's wearing gloves on prep. I mean, we're even sanitizing pens, and the people sign the receipt, and then they get to keep the pen.
As soon as the clock hits noon, the calls start coming. Bar manager Amanda Carto is using an old flip phone to take the orders. And it's clear right away that Carto knows most of the callers.
Amazing. How are you? Good. Good. It's good to hear from you.
The person on the phone ends up ordering some pizza logs and a Paloma kit.
And then can I get anything else for you, Drew? All right. Well, hopefully we'll be able to just make you a Negroni soon. might be a while. We'll see. We'll have one over Instagram Live together or something like that.
When a batch of three orders is ready for delivery, bartender Robin Clausen heads to her car and loads the giant Yeti cooler into her trunk. Clausen heads south. After the first stop, she realizes one woman, a regular, bought all three of these deliveries for her friends as a surprise. And when we reach the last stop, we learn the couple there, Brittany Williams and Brandon Herzog, were actually bartenders at Eddie V's.
So obviously we're unemployed right now. Well, good luck to all you guys.
We're going on unemployment, but like, you know, people that have been tipping us out, it's going to like the entire staff just to help us out. So it's awesome. It's really, really cool. So
the bar sold out by 3 that afternoon and made a total of 28 deliveries. The grand total, $2,250. It may not seem like much when compared to what this bar usually brings in, but the staff working these deliveries have been laid off. They make no salary from Nickel City. So splitting this day's profits is better than nothing. Unfortunately, even this little bit won't last. On Instagram, the bar said today was the last day of deliveries for, quote, the safety of our employees and our beloved neighborhood, unquote. Nickel City officially closes tomorrow. Nadia Hamdan, KUT News.